Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Peterson. And on this podcast, we talk about how to partner with the Holy Spirit for our business and how to grow businesses with practical tips and tricks. Get ready. Here we go.
Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to this episode of Unapologetically Unstoppable, building businesses with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. So when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're also talking about our faith, right? And our faith and what that means and how to believe and believing for more and for bigger. I feel like when we talk about our faith, it's not always in the context of business, right? So when I think about my faith, I think about I go to church, I have faith for that, I have faith for God to do what he says he's going to do, but not always necessarily in my business. And this week, I'm hosting a 7-day master class workshop, if you will, called 7 Days of Faith and Focus to refocus your life on Jesus to receive the abundance and blessing that he has for you and your business. Because we're in this to make money, right? And to be blessed abundantly by God, the Father, to be able to give it to other people, right? It's not so that way we can have it and just be a rich ruler. It's so that way we can have it and give it to the kingdom and spread it out and show people what God looks like, right? Show them what God looks like in the face of other things and other atrocities, right? Okay, so that's our calling. As Christians, as believers, that's what we do. So let's talk about faith. So I was reading in Matthew. Side note, Matthew is my favorite gospel. I was talking to my friend and we were talking about what our favorite gospels was and what we've been reading lately. And lately I've actually been reading Luke, but Matthew's my favorite because he's just so like cut and dry to the point. And that's kind of how I am. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, no, this, these are the facts. Let's talk through it, but these are the facts. Okay. So in the Bible, it's talking about moving mountains. I don't know if you've heard the story. I'll try to in just a second, but it's talking about moving mountains and what it looks like for people to move mountains with their faith. Okay, so let's talk about our business and faith for our business, right? So when we have things in our business that we're believing for, who do you turn to ask, hey, is this working? Hey, is this going to look right? I like data. So a lot of times I look at the data. I'll talk to my coach about strategy. I will talk to other people in the marketplace who've done things similar to what I've done and ask them how theirs is going. But a lot of times it has nothing to do with that. And we're all unique and have a unique mission. So I shouldn't be asking all those people necessarily how they're doing things or what it should look like because I don't have faith in God. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm lacking that faith in God that he's going to bring me the people, the provision, the things that I need in order to be successful. So let's talk about how to grow that faith. Because when we have the faith to know that God is going to bring us through, that God is going to deliver the people who need to be in our orbit, the people who need to be touched by us, blessed by us, we don't have to worry about the outcome. We have to be obedient in the steps and not necessarily worry about the outcome. Okay, so in Matthew 17, they went to Jesus. This was right before he was about to die. And they're like, hey, Jesus, why couldn't we cast this demon out of this boy? Because they had been trying to cast this demon out. This is Matthew 17. This is like 14 through 20 that I'm kind of going through. Okay, so there's a crowd. There was this boy who had a demon. And they tried to bring out the demon. They tried to bring the demon out of the boy, and it didn't work. The disciples did. And they were like, why? They took Jesus aside and like, yo, I thought you said that we'd be able to do this. I thought you said that I would be able to do this. How many times in business have we thought about that? I mean, like, God, why can't I do this? I thought that I would be able to do this. I thought you said this is something that I would be able to do. And we're like, okay, God, if you said that I was supposed to be able to do this, why can't I do it? Why am I having such a hard time? Why can't I go through with this? Why is it not working out the way you said it was going to work out? God, this is not working. This is not working. And he said, oh, faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? bring him to me. This is when he was like, dude, you messed up, okay? Just bring the kid to me. I doubt it, okay? Like, can you just have faith a little bit? Can you just have a little bit of faith? And so then one thing cast it out, he said to them, this is verse 20, because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Okay. So that's a whole preach right there, right? That's just a whole word, obby. But let me try and break it down. In our business, right? In the things that we have that we're going for, we need to have faith, even as small as a mustard seed. I was talking to some friends over on my Sharecast the other day, and I was talking to them about me and my husband are IT professional, certified nerds, right? So I was like, okay, me and my husband were talking about, I was on the Sharecast, I was telling them about this story that I'm about to tell you right now, which is me and Austin were talking about, what does that look like? If we have faith, right? Like, what does that look like? What kind of faith do we have to have, right? And so we were talking about like, okay, do I have like dial-up speed faith? Do I have like DSL speed faith? Do I have like satellite internet speed faith? Do I have fiber speed faith? Right? Like how big, like the pipeline, how expansive is my faith? And there's another thing, this is gonna get real nerdy. I'm just gonna break it down for y'all. There's two types of packets, right? A UDP packet and a TCP packet. One is for connection, like which is video, like you want to get all of the packets that are coming through the internet in order. One is connectionless, right? So when you're listening to a live video, record a video versus live video. If I'm doing record a video, I'm gonna try and get all the packets, but if some packets don't come through, they just get skipped, right? That's when it gets all the graininess. It's like, oh no, it's buffering, I'm getting lag. That's lag. So we were talking about TCP versus UDP, and I was like, well, if I have just a little bit of faith, but I know that it's coming, I know that it's coming. You remember back in the day, like 2005, 2006, when you went to a web page and it would load and it would be so slow. And you'd be like, okay, I got this part of the screen, I got this part of the screen, waiting for all the individual packets to come to your computer from wherever they were coming from in the server. I'm sorry, getting really nerdy here. And then it would finally fill out the screen, but there were some parts that would come later, right? But when I know on that DSL, on that dial-up, when I know that my God, the God that created the universe, is going to come through no matter what, I can sit there and wait for it. I can sit there and wait for all the packets to come through. But if I have impatience and I don't actually believe that it's going to come through, that's when we start refreshing the screen. That's when we start going to a different page. That's when we start turning our Wi-Fi on and off, or disconnecting it and then turning it back on, or whatever that thing is, because we don't actually believe that it's coming through. We don't actually believe that it's going to come through the way that we think it's going to come through, which it doesn't always come through the way we think it's going to come through, right? Because our faith is different. So he says, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. It's like not having any doubt. So the next time God tells you to do something in your business, I want you to think, is there any part of me that doubts this? Is there any part of me that thinks that this can't be true? Is my doubt bigger than my belief? Is there something that I need to reframe in my mind to remember that the God of the universe, the God that created the universe, is my God that is going to bring through whatever this thing is, whatever he has already told you, right? I'm not saying that you just want something, but no, these are the promises that God has given you and said, you are going to do X, Y, and Z. So you need to trust and believe fully with your whole body, soul, and heart, which I'm not saying that's easy. I'm not at all saying that's easy, because a lot of times I have problems with that. You would think that I don't, but I have a lot of faith issues. And so when I'm walking through a season where I'm like, God, I don't know if this is going to come through. God, I don't know if you're even there. God, are you coming through for me? God, can you please? When I get down on my knees and I pray to God and I ask him, God, can you please come through for me? That's because I have a little bit of doubt. But if I step out saying, God is going to come through. I know that God is going to come. It might not be what I need him to, but I know he's going to come through because I know he loves me and he's there for me. I'm not coming from a place of fear. I'm coming from a place of confidence. And sometimes you don't have the confidence, but you have to borrow it from somebody or you have to get it from somebody else. And I'm telling you right now, I'm that person for you. I will help you believe for more, believe for vigor because of what God has already told you, not because you're making something up and you're wishing for something. God is not a genie in a bottle. He makes promises and he keeps them. So if God has already promised you something, I want you to walk in faith, in confidence, the holy confidence that God has for you. If you are so confident that God died on the cross for you, then you need to have confidence that his promises are also true. So in our business, I want you to do this. In your business, our business, we're Kingdom Business Owners, so it's our business, okay? Let's just break it down like that. It is our business. It is our job as Kingdom entrepreneurs to walk with the confidence that nothing can stop us, to walk with the confidence, knowing that we are already seated in heavenly places, to walk with the confidence that we are who God says we are, and we don't have to worry about anything else because God's got this. As long as we walk with what we're supposed to do and do it how God tells us to do it, even if it doesn't make sense, the outcome is not ours. The outcome is his. So if it fails, quote unquote, or if he's teaching us something and it doesn't come out how we thought it should, it's always going to come out how God wants it to because we are his. And his problem is your business, not you. It is not your job to create something. It's his. It's your job to be obedient. So when we walk with that confidence, there's nothing that can stop us. And that, my friend, that right there is how we become unstoppable.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go ahead and leave a review so you can tell everybody else how much this episode has impacted you. And you know what? I would love to know you even better. So go ahead and send me a DM over on Instagram at Jeanette.Peterson or join my free group at JeanettePeterson.com/group. I'll see you guys over there.